Enigma by Robert Harris, read by Alan Howard. Cambridge in the fourth winter of the war, a ghost town. A ceaseless Siberian wind with nothing to blunt its edge for 1,000 miles whipped off the North Sea and swept low across the fens. It rattled the signs to the air raid shelters in Trinity New Court and battered on the boarded-up windows of King's College Chapel. It prowled through the quadrangles and staircases, confining the few dons and students still in residence to their rooms. By mid-afternoon, the narrow cobbled streets were deserted. By nightfall, with not a light to be seen, the university was returned to a darkness it hadn't known since the Middle Ages. It was to this bleak spot in the flatlands of eastern England that there came, in the middle of February 1943, a young mathematician named Thomas Jericho. The authorities of his college, King's, were given less than a day's notice of his arrival, scarcely enough time to reopen his rooms, put sheets on his bed, and have more than 3 years' worth of dust swept from his shelves and carpets. And they would not have gone to even that much trouble, it being wartime and servants so scarce, had not the provost himself been telephoned at the master's lodge by an obscure but very senior official in His Majesty's Foreign Office with a request that Mr. Jericho be looked after until he is well enough to return to his duties. "Of course," replied the provost, who couldn't for the life of him put a face to the name of Jericho. "Of course. A pleasure to welcome him back." As he spoke, he opened the college register and flicked through it until he came to Jericho, T.S.